Chapter 11. Heavenly Food, Heavenly Pleasures. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Revelation 19:9. 30 minutes of deep trembling throughout my body occurred before the Lord's arrival on March 27. I was able to be with Him from 6:30 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. After the half hour of shaking, the Lord came to me and took my hand. In my transformed body, I walked with the Lord along the beach, and then He escorted me to heaven. We walked through the pearly gates and went to the white building to change our clothing. After changing, we walked across the Golden Bridge. It was all becoming so natural to me. Each believer, I'm sure, will go through the same procedures when he or she goes to heaven. I began to think of the individuals in the Bible with whom I shared the privilege of visiting heaven before death. The Apostle Paul wrote about one of these fortunate souls in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. 2 Corinthians 12, 2-4. I know exactly what the man experienced, for there are many things I saw and heard in heaven that I am not permitted to share with others.